Yeah, well, it takes his arm to put the little cup in. Piece of paper. I'm using the chisel to draw every bit of the grease out of it. That's what he likes. A lot of people like it. Crisp. I don't like mine crisp. I eat it. But, and it tastes very well. But it's an effort to eat.
What about it? The outside part of the bacon that you can't eat, what do you call that?
That's skin. Some of them call it the rind. Most everybody calls it skin.
Any other kind of breakfast meat you can like
here
from the farm? Besides
bacon, ham? Oh, ham up there in Georgia, that's one of their specials. About 30 miles extra just to get a ham and egg, Georgia ham and eggs for breakfast. Coming back from Citadel one day and stopped in a little old place. I drove extra 30 miles. I was so hungry when I got there. Got Georgia ham and whatnot. And got to do it. I talked to the man. He said, I'm going to give you that if you shoot God for me. He went and I'm not even going to put up any money. He told what I tell you. He said, you're going. I said, well, thank you for the breakfast. Once you're going off, you're not going to roll anymore. The game, I didn't know it. I was drinking for it. I started going out of the banner before I left. I paid $37 for my breakfast. I was a good friend of the governor of Georgia. He used to be on my golf club. He came down here and fixed it. He had a brother to run it off. I got that girl down when he was about 18, went to church. And later on, he always came back to the girl and spent the weekend with him when he got to be governor. So first time I saw old girl. I said, what kind of racket that you got over there near Savannah robbing all the tourists? He said, that's not my racket. Said, they don't do any Georgia people that way. I said, what do you mean? He said, they got all the... As long as they could operate, as long as they didn't take me into Georgia's car. And I have never had a complaint in the Georgia car, or Georgia people. So one time, a fellow came down to Chicago, and he said he got me there for $5,000. So he called me up in the middle of the night, when he was younger, and told me, he said, what kind of racket is this you got going to do? I'm the auditor, they pay for the staff. State of Michigan. I don't know what the fuck to see that. They said, well, a man that holds that kind of position in Michigan ought to have more damn sense than to come down here to Georgia with these cockers and nothing to do him out of $5,000. He said he hung up on me. I said, well, I felt just like that guy. I started calling you up and telling you about it when he got my $37. It's the slickest thing I've ever seen.
Sounds like a real racket.
Probably, Chief.
You mentioned the Citadel. Where is that?
Who?
The Citadel, where is that?
Savannah?
The Citadel,
in Compton. It's in Rock Hall, no more. Georgia. It's Georgia, not too soon.
South Carolina?
Yeah. It's a nice food. My mother really done a tumble all, done a tumble all around that thing for as long as we live. I met Mark when I went up to see about one of my boys. He's a nice fellow.
Did General Summerall got it then?
General Summerall was there before he was. Generation before. He was about my mother's age. That is General Summerall. I heard her talk about him a lot.
Yeah.
Now he's buried in the family plot in Orlando along with mother and grandpa. I mean, grandpa and grandma.